Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. More people are moving away from speaking proper English and are relying on idioms and slang. Susan Behrens, a professor of communication sciences and disorders at Marymount Manhattan College, discusses the importance of understanding standard English.
My take on grammar comes from my discipline, linguistics, the science of language structure and use, which holds that all of us have an internalized grammar. That is, an instinctive feeling about sentence structure and what sounds right to us. Implicit knowledge, however, does not always give us easy access to the form of grammar necessary for educational and professional success. That form is called standard English. Most people equate standard English with grammatical and correct English. It's the English that you find in grammar guides, the English used by news anchors, and in most books and newspapers. Linguistics, on the other hand, considers standard English one of many forms of English in use in the real world. And as a linguist, I like to explore language varieties, dialects of a language, and try to uncover their internal structure. As a professor, however, I owe it to my students to point out the social stigmas attached to non-standard forms such as should of and double negatives. These forms get noticed, and in a bad way. Even if you say your grammar is terrible, in reality your English is probably pretty close to the standard. Further, what is standard is always in motion. Notice how grammar guides come out in new editions. Language changes, and the so-called correct forms of today might not be the ones your grandparents learned. In fact, some deviations from standard English, such as between you and I, are starting to be accepted. In the end, we benefit from understanding what standard English is, as well as acknowledging that it is a moving target and not everyone's natural way of speaking. But it is learnable, and it helps us to be heard.
That was Marymount Manhattan College's Susan Behrens. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Why can't the English teach their children how to speak? This verbal class distinction by now should be antique. If you spoke as she does, sir, instead of the way you do, why, you might be selling flowers too.
I beg your pardon.